A very interesting Rashi about how man was created and the correspondence between the human experience or human creation in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are two psukim in particular which stress the correspondence between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and human beings. In Pasuk Chavav, Hashem announces, Na'ase Adam Bitzalameinu Kidemusenu. Notice he employs two words. The Torah employs two words. HaKadosh Baruch Hu employs two words. Tzalmeinu and Demutenu. Demut is more general. It can mean likeness, similarity, other things. Tzalmeinu is much more physical. Tzalem typically means a statue or an idol. In modern Hebrew, it's a picture. It's tzilum. And then during the execution, Pasuk of Zayin, Vayivra Elokim et Adam Bitzalamo, Bitzalam Elokim Bara Oso Zachar Nekeva Bara Otam. At this stage, the word Tzalem is featured, not the word Demut. Now, there are many, many different opinions as to what this correspondence between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and man could be. It is an analogy or simile fraught with paradox, because there's nothing that can be similar or likened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It typically is assigned or associated with human intelligence, human cognitive speech, human creativity, emotions, consciousness, aware of oneself, which are traits that man shares with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the analogy holds. There are some very, very intriguing and offbeat or non-mainstream opinions which make it more physical, but these are more or less roundly rejected. Interestingly, Rashi avoids the entire issue. In that first pasuk, Bitzalameinu, Rashi writes, Bidefus Shelanu, our model, our format, our template. He interprets Kidemutenu as creativity, understanding, but when the execution of creation is described, Rashi elaborates. When the Torah describes in Pasuk Chav Zayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating man Bitzalamo, which literally means he created man in a way that would be equated or similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi redirects. Bidefus Hasoilo, Hashem created a mold or a template specifically for man. And now Rashi explains, Shakol Nivra B'Ma'amar, the entire world was created through speech. Yihi Or, Yihi Choshech, Yihi Rakia. I'm quoting, Rashi doesn't quote these. V'hu Nivra B'Yadayim, but man was created, and I'm paraphrasing, more personally, more intimately, with God, or through God's direct handiwork, direct craftsmanship. And Rashi quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, Batasha Salai Kapecha, you placed your hand upon me. Rashi now explains the pasuk, gives an analogy, Nase Bechosem, it was, man was made with a format or a template, a mold, Kim Matabea, as a coin, Hasui Al Yedei Roshim, which is made through a minting mechanism, Shekorin Koinin, or probably something similar to coin. Bechenu Omer, Tishapech Kachomer Chotam. Rashi quotes a pasuk in Eov that suggests that men were stamped out in the same way that coins are stamped out. The problem is the pasuk repeats that. It doesn't just say Bitzalmo. The first word, Bitzalmo, Rashi interprets not a mold or an image that resembles HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather a specifically prepared mold through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, as opposed to the other creatures who were just, so to speak, created indirectly through speech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more intimately, as we would say, more directly involved in the creation of man, at least to a human perspective, it looks that way, because he creates a mold, and he physically stamps out, or he physically extracts human beings from this mold. So the word Salmo doesn't mean an image similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's prepared mold or template. However, the very next phrase in the pasuk, Bitzalmo, Bitzalam Elokim, that would suggest an image, or at the very least, a attribute that's similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi offers a very, very strange phrase. It can mean two very different things. Rashi says, Perish lecha she'oso tselem ha'metukan lo. This mold, Rashi had already interpreted the word tselem as mold, which was prepared specifically for Adam, unique amongst the creatures. None of the creatures had a mold. They were just created by speech. Tselem diyukan yotzrohu. Different versions. Yotzro, yitziro. It is the mold that is the diyokan of his creator. Now, one way to read diyokan is that Rashi is now conceding that that mold is similar to Hashem in some way of the Yotzer. Another way to read diyokan is it's the mold that HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared, the tfus that Hashem prepared, diyokan yotzrohu for Adam, in which case Rashi would be once again avoiding any sense that Adam's mold resembled HaKadosh Baruch Hu physically. This is obviously a very, very broad conversation, how to interpret Tselem Elokim, but it's noteworthy that Rashi seems to avoid consistently any association between Adam, human beings, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just in a physical sense, but even in character traits or aspects of the human condition. He avoids this consistently in Bereishis. Interestingly enough, there's a Rashi in the end of Parshas Yisro, which describes a Kohen not running up the steps and exposing his private areas to stones in ways which would be disrespectful to the stones of the Mizbeach. And Rashi moralizes, this is the last Rashi in Yisro, that if stones which are inanimate are protected against being insulted, Chavercha, a friend of yours, shehu b'demus yotzrech, umakbin al bizyono. He's animate, he cares about his insult, but he's also created in the demus yotzrech, alachas kama v'kama. That Rashi seems to tilt a little bit more towards associating man as a demus yotzrech, associating man as something which, or some being and creature which resembles Hashem. Of course, that Rashi could also be interpreted as demus yotzrech. He was created through a mold which HaKadosh Baruch Hu consciously, so to speak, crafted rather than the rest of creation which was just created, so to speak, nonchalantly through speech. Another Rashi is, of course, the Rashi in Kitetze, which describes the ban of hanging dead bodies, people who to whom were administered capital punishment through Beis Din, and their bodies can't be hung too extensively, ki kilalas Elokim taloi, because it is disrespectful to Hashem to hang the body, the commonplace interpretation of the pasuk. Rashi writes, zilzulo shel melechu, it's insulting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sha'adam asoi b'demus tiyokno, the same phrase that appears in Yisro. Does that mean something which resembles Hashem? Or, as Rashi consistently redirects in Parshas Bereishis, a specific mint that Hashem employed to, or mold, to create man, and since Hashem was so intimately involved in this mold, it's disrespectful to insult someone created in that mold, or it's disrespectful to hang that body. But that body, and not just the body, but the person, bears no resemblance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's fascinating about this position of Rashi is it seems that this avoidance of Tzelem Elokim as a reference to a correspondence between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just as a physical likeness, but any correspondence, it seems like this aversion ran in the family. What do I mean? I'm referring to a Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Nun Ches. The Gemara discusses Rebbe Bana. Rebbe Bana was a Babylonian Tana, right around the time of Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi. He emigrates to Eretz Yisrael, has a base medrash in Tveria, and he was involved in mapping various tombs and graves. It's not clear whether he did this to allow people to access them or to prevent Kohanim from being Tamei. Anyway, the Gemara in Bava Basra describes his entry into Maris HaMachpelah. He meets Eliezer, Eved Avram. He asks him about Avram Avinu, and he enters the area of Adam HaRishon. We typically associate Maris HaMachpelah with three groups, or three couples, so to speak, Avraham and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, Yaakov and Leah. But Rashi already describes it as Kiryat Arba, the city of four, because the city was named after the four great couples buried there, which would include Adam and Chava. So he reaches the grave of Adam HaRishon, at which point a bas kol emerges, and announces as follows, Nistakalta b'demus diyokni. You have gazed upon that same phrase that Rashi uses in Bereishis, the demus of the diyokni, which can either mean the image of the creator, b'diyokni atzma altistakel, but don't look at the diyokin itself. You've looked at the demus. You haven't looked at the diyokin. Now, presumably, Rav Bana had looked at Adam HaRishon. He had looked at what Rashi refers to Alatara as the demus diyokin. And now, at some level, he thinks he's going to understand Hashem or extrapolate what he saw in Adam as reflective of Hashem. So Hashem warns him, or redirects, you've looked at the demus diyokin, but don't look at the diyokin itself. So he's seen Adam, but he shouldn't draw conclusions about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adam is the demus diyokin, Hashem is the diyokin himself. That's not how the Rashbam in Bava Basra interprets it. The Rashbam is Rashi's grandson. Rashi passes before he can complete his parish to Bava Basra. The Rashbam has a very, very different interpretation. Rashbam in Bava Basra on Daf Nun Ches says that Rav Bana had already seen Yaakov. Yaakov is the derivative of Adam. He's the demus diyokin. Adam is the diyokin itself. It seems, first of all, as if Adam becomes the template for all of man. Adam HaRishon has his own template, which Hashem personally creates. But then everyone's created from man as a secondary derivative from Adam, rather than directly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yaakov is probably the closest to Adam, and the Gemara earlier talked about similarities between Yaakov Avinu and Adam. So Yaakov is the demus diyokin, is the derivative of the origin. Rav Bana is being impaired from seeing Adam. He's about to approach Adam, and the bas kol halts him. The simple reading of the Gemara is that he's already seen Adam, and the bas kol halts him from associating what he saw in Adam with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rashbam wants nothing of this. So the only issues up for grabs, so to speak, is he's seen Yaakov. How will this play out with his interaction with Adam? Yaakov is a derivative. Adam is the base template. So once again, that phrase for the Rashbam, demus diyokin, does not mean an image that resembles the Creator or resembles HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, the word diyokin, it's hard to know what that word means. It can mean many things. It's a vague word, and that's what lends so much vagary to the Rashi in Bereishis, to the Rashi in Yisro, to the Rashi in Kitetse, about not hanging a dead body. But it does appear that Rashi and his grandson, the Rashbam, are interpreting Tzelem Elokim in ways that are very, very discrepant with most Rishonim, who allow some association between a trait that man was given and a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not a physical part, but Rashi and the Rashbam seem to avoid it. Shabbat Shalom.